Chapter 4. Sal Lertzma's office was on 10th, not far from the Faraday. But the building it was in was as far from the Faraday in class as the Brown Derby from Manny's Taco Shack. To begin with, Lertzma's building didn't even have a name. Every building in downtown Los Angeles has a name. The name of a tree, a fern, the guy who built it, designed it, bought it. Every building, even the decaying last-century converted stone mansions and the hurry-up-and-build-them-to-last-week brick rectangles. But Lertzma was just in a narrow five-story office building with no elevator and three offices on each floor. He was on the fourth floor. I'd been there maybe six, seven times in the last 10 years to track someone down. I parked the Crosley two blocks away in a church parking lot whose concrete was buckled and showed sprigs of weed and grass between the cracks. I got out, opened my trunk, and rummaged through a box of junk for the right sign. I found one about the size of a license plate with the word Deacon printed on. Alice Palace, who used to run a pornographic printing business in the Faraday, had made up the cards for me after she went straight and married Jeremy Butler, the Faraday landlord. Alice and Butler were a match made in the Rose Bowl. She could carry a 200-pound printing press in one hand and hold off a cop with the other. In turn, Jeremy, who had not long ago been a professional wrestler, the terror of Tarzana, could hold Alice in one arm while she held the printing press. I don't think they ever really tried that trick, but I was confident they could do it. But I digress. I put the Deacon sign inside the front windshield and locked the door so no one could steal the sign. Then I ambled the few blocks to Lertzma's office building. Sal had once been fat. Once wasn't all that long ago. People still referred to him as Fat Sal, but he was fat no longer. The first time I saw him after he had dropped from 400 to anemic, I asked what had happened. I should have said he looked good when I asked, but it wouldn't have been true. At 400, he looked like a tomato with a white cotton ball of hair where the stem should be. At 145, he looked like a wrinkled broom whose bristles had gone limp and white. He should have stopped somewhere between. I lost a lot of weight.